so you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this Monday, July 27, 2026 edition. It's kind of interesting because John James, in the beginning of this campaign, if you go back over a year ago, John James won re-election to his 10th congressional district seat on the November 5th, 2024 election. President Trump won. John James won. Well, he was sworn back in to Congress in January of 2025. John James, newly re-elected to represent the people of the 10th congressional district. Shelby Township, the eastern side of Oakland County. Folks, it was just 4 months later, April 2025, last year, John James announced out of the clear blue that he was going to run for governor this year. Well, President Trump was immediately concerned because of the very narrow majority the Republicans hold in the United States House of Representatives, the U.S. Congress. President Trump put out a statement on Truth Social attacking Congressman James. Dude, you just got elected. You just got reelected to represent the people of the 10th Congressional District down in Shelby Township, Rochester, Rochester Hills. Now you're announcing just 4 months into your second term in Congress that you're going to abandon the Republicans in Washington and you're going to run for governor? I don't want you to do that. I want you to serve out your full term of Congress and run for re-election in 2026. Well, in retaliating against that post on the floor of the United States House of Representatives, John James was acknowledged by the president of the chamber, was given minutes to talk, and basically said that our president, Donald Trump, was unfit to lead. The sitting incumbent, now incumbent president of the United States, John James, was attacking him because of what President Trump said. Don't run for governor, John. Stay in Congress. We need you here. We need your vote. Well, fast forward to spring this year. John James' attorney called the president and said, John James needs your endorsement for governor. And we will have a PAC, Mr. President, make a donation to your legal defense fund. But we also need to inform you that if you don't endorse him for governor, John James loses on August 4th because you didn't endorse him. Congressman John James will not be voting for any Republican bills after August 4th. Until the end of his term, December 31st of 2026. John James will be off the bills. John James will either vote no with the Democrats or he'll abstain, or he may not even go back to Washington. That's, folks, what we've been told by numerous insiders Ralph Reban has confirmed this. I've heard it from other people. I've confirmed it from two political consultants that that's exactly what John James' attorney did, strong-arming our president into endorsing him. And, of course, donating to his legal defense fund. John James basically playing smart politics, but basically strong-arming the president of the United States for an endorsement. That's how he got it. So immediately, all the establishment Republicans jumped on the bandwagon. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, came out, endorsed John James. Matt, with all due respect, and actually, Mr. President, with all due respect, stay out of our primaries. Let us, the people, decide who we want to run against Benson in November. Do we want a guy that's got half the money she has to be the candidate? I don't think so. Or do we want a guy that can outspend Benson basically 20 to 1? He can bury her in November. Cash on hand right now, she's got 6.4 million. Multiply that number by 20. That's what Perry Johnson is willing to spend to beat her. She's got John James beat 2 to 1. When it comes to the money, Perry Johnson's got her beat 20 to 1. He wants to fix the state of Michigan. Well, one state representative that didn't get on board with all these other Republicans, again, Speaker Matt Hall and other state reps, state senators, all getting on the John James endorsement wagon, one of them went against it. State Representative Steve Kara. Perry Johnson on Facebook had a picture taken with himself and Steve shaking hands. Well, Perry's holding a Detroit Lions coffee cup. I'm tremendously grateful for State Representative Steve Kara's endorsement. Steve has the courage to stand up to consumers' energy and their powerful special interests. The data center developers trying to force massive projects onto our local communities. Because of that courage, Representative Kara is now under sustained attacks from consumers' energy-backed political mercenaries spending $300,000 on negative attack ads to silence Representative Kara. Steve Kara will not back down, and neither will I. We are fighting together for data centers moratorium, giving us time to create proper rules, regulations that would create transparency, provide for clean energy usage to power these data centers, and no harm to the environment and to the ratepayers, the consumers of their electricity, not having to pay higher bills, but actually lower bills. See what their plan is, folks. These data centers, you generate your own electricity. During non-peak times, when you're running your data centers, 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, you input that energy, you continue to make it, and you put it into the grid, and you lower the bills for the neighbors of these data centers. Perry Johnson continues, Steve Carr and I are pushing for our government that puts Michigan families ahead of these powerful insiders. Well, guess what, folks? I got a very simple question for you. Are you guys, you, the ones listening right now, I'm talking to you. Are you against data centers? We just spent the weekend with Vicky's brother, my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, John and Tammy from Negaunee, up near Marquette in the UP. John and Tammy completely against data centers, especially in the UP, because they don't use the data as much in the UP as we do in the Lower Peninsula. So John says, Randy, why do we need a data center in the UP? I said, I understand. They're against them. Are you against them? That's good. But I got a very simple question. Jocelyn Benson's husband makes a commission every time a data center is built in the state of Michigan and other states. He reps for them. He's a lobbyist for them. John James is for data centers to be able to be built without any regulatory rules, conditions that would require them to do anything that Perry Johnson's even talking about. Now, if you knew that Perry Johnson was going to win on August 4th, beat Jocelyn Benson 20-1 on the money front in November, become the next governor of the state of Michigan, and says, data centers, we need to talk. You will produce your own green energy, probably a mini nuclear power plant, on site, safe, absolutely, or you will use natural gas to produce your own electricity with your own turbines, and produce the electricity you need to power your data center. You will generate your own electricity on site. You will not be able to take energy out of our electric grid. But you will have a one-way line going into the grid that when you continue to produce that electricity during non-peak times, you'll feed it back into the grid and allow all the neighbors to get lower electrical costs because of that free energy you're providing. Got a simple question. Would you now support a data center in your community? I would. Lower electric bills for us? You bet. Final segment, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one today, this Monday. Got a couple of text messages, housekeeping, that we need to get to real quick. Christian sister Lana Crystal said, okay, stop with the off the record. Are you going to tell us how the things went for Vicky on Friday? Lana, you needed to listen to my show on Friday from 11:30 to noon, the final half hour of the podcast list, July 24th, hour three, segment two. Kevin Kievsky pulled over at a rest stop returning back from Lansing after he did a great presentation. Put together four exhibits, four-page synopsis of those exhibits that he submitted to the Board of Canvassers, plus was there personally in person, 9 o'clock Friday, last Friday, July 24th, giving great testimony on behalf of Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop, and got the two Republicans to vote no. Of course, the two Democrats voted yes, and the language was a split 2-2. Therefore, the motion to approve the language to recall Antrim County Clerk was denied. However, they were told that there was some problems with their wording and that they could change the wording and come back and refile. The only problem is Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, running for governor, her director of Bureau of Elections, Jonathan Brader, admitted when questioned by the Republican chairman, Richard Holzkamp, is this an ongoing investigation by your department alleging that Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk, did some things wrong outside of her scope as a county clerk? Brader had to admit it was an ongoing investigation. Holzkamp then asked him point blank, well, what if she's found not guilty of your allegations, or she jumps through the hoops, you demanding that she do some online training, which Victoria Bishop has already performed, and provide you with some additional answers, that requires her to access the qualified voter files of which you suspended her from having access to. If you give her back her access, she provides you the documentation. Is it possible that she may be exonerated of all of these alleged wrongdoings? Brader had to say yes. That could possibly happen. Well, as a result, the two Republicans then said, based on rule of law, based on evidence being presented here today, we're voting no. Democrats didn't care. Didn't care that these are allegations. She's not been found guilty of doing anything wrong. She's jumped through the hoops of doing their online training that Brader demanded of her. She successfully completed, got those certificates from Brader's office, and now is simply waiting to have her access turned back on so she can provide him the rest of the answers that he's requesting. And if that happens, guess what? No harm, no foul. It's over. But yet, these crazy people from Central Lake, Michigan, are going to continue to potentially refile another recall petition request. And they'll have to go through this all over again. So that's a short synopsis of the second half of Hour 3 from Friday, July 24th, if you want to hear Kevin Gievsky explain it. Got another text message. Randy, what's your position on the Attorney General, the upcoming race? Very simple. Doug Lloyd beat Kevin Gievsky at the endorsement convention down in Novi and will be anointed at the state convention on August 22nd at Soaring Eagle Resort in Mount Pleasant. That's where the state convention is going to be held, mid-Michigan. Not doing it in Detroit. They're not doing it in Grand Rapids, where the large population centers are. Chairman Jim Runstead put it in the center of the state to make it more central to northern Michigan and the folks coming down from the UP. And folks, I got to tell you, personally, I'm not going to the state convention, even though I'm going to be elected on August 4th to be a precinct delegate, as is my wife, Victoria Bishop. We had five slots open, and there's only four people on the ballot. So as long as we vote for ourselves, we're elected. But Vicky and I have talked about it. We're not going. This is a perfect, perfect state convention to let new people go. This is a nothing burger state convention on August 22nd. Anthony Ferlini will be confirmed to be the nominee for Secretary of State. Doug Lloyd will be the nominee for Attorney General. The only actually event thing, news breaking announcement, is going to be Perry Johnson's announcement as to who his lieutenant governor is going to be. And honestly, I think it's a foregone conclusion. He's going to ask Pastor Ralph Rebant to be his lieutenant governor. But we shall see. Hour number two today's show. Got more stories from Lansing. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous